More. Us or those things in the ground over there. I don't know what's worse, neglect or plain stupidity. Something was gnawing at the monitor. Bo, they're not replacing me because I'm old or incompetent, though I guess I'm enough of both. They're moving me out so somebody's nephew can have a post. An exile for a black sheep. That hurts, Bo. That really hurts. They've forgotten what this place is. They're telling me I wasted my whole life doing a job any idiot can sleep his way through. The world is full of fools. Fools die. Eh? They laugh when I talk about the comet or about resurrectionists striking this summer. They can't believe that I believe. They don't believe there's anything under those mounds. Not anything still alive. Bring them out here. Walk them through the Barrowland after dark. I tried. They told me to quit whining if I wanted a pension. You've done all you can, then. It's on their heads. I took an oath, Bo. I was serious about it then, and I'm serious now. This job is all I have. You've got Jasmine and Stance. I might as well have been a monk. Now they're discarding me for some young... He began making strange noises. Sobs, Bowman's thought. From the monitor. From this man with a heart of flint and all the mercy of a shark. He took Bisan's elbow. Let's go look at the comet. I haven't seen it yet. Bisan got hold of himself. You haven't? That's hard to believe. Why, I haven't been up late. Stancil has done the night work. Never mind. Slipping into my antagonistic character again. We should have been lawyers, you and I. We've got the argumentative turn of mind. You could be right. Spent a lot of time lately wondering what I'm doing out here. What are you doing here, Bo? I was going to get rich. I was going to study the old books, open a few rich graves, go back to ore, and buy into my uncle's drayage business. Idly, Bowman's wondered how much of his faked past Bisand accepted. He had lived it so long that he now remembered some fraudulent anecdotes as factual, unless he thought hard. What happened? Laziness. Plain old-fashioned laziness. I found out there's a big difference between dreaming and getting in there and doing. It was easier to dig just enough to get by and spend the rest of the time loafing. Bowman's made a sour face. He was striking near the truth. His researches were, in fact, partly an excuse for not competing. He simply did not have the drive of a Tokar. You haven't had too bad a life. One or two hard winters when Stancil was a pup, but we all went through those. A helping hand here or there, and we all survived. There she is, Bisand indicated the sky over the Barrowland. Bowman's gasped. It was exactly what he had seen in his dreams. Showy, isn't it? Wait till it gets close. It'll fill half the sky. Pretty, too. Stunning, I'd say. But also a harbinger. An ill omen. The old writers say it'll keep returning until the Dominator is freed. I've lived with that stuff most of my life, Bisand, and even I find it hard to believe there's anything to it. Wait. I get that spooky feeling around the Barrowland, too. But I just can't believe those creatures could rise again after 400 years in the ground. Bo.